I'm going to list four different people. If you could become any one of these four, which would you choose? Okay, A, you could be the richest, most powerful person in the world. Okay, A, richest, most powerful. B, you could be the most popular, most attractive star in the world. Okay, star of whatever you want, movie star, music star, you know, all that kind of stuff, whatever, right? A, richest, most powerful person. B, most popular, most attractive star. C, smartest and wisest person in the world. Or D, you could be a dirt poor orphan in the poorest country in Africa. Okay, how many choose A? B? C? Okay, a lot of C. How many people already are C? Yeah, okay. You already are the smartest, wisest person in the world. And D. Nobody's really choosing D, right? You want to be a dirt poor orphan in Africa? So, okay. Now let me change the question. Okay, you can be the same four people. You can be the richest, most powerful person, B, the most popular, most attractive star, C, the smartest, wisest person, or D, the dirt poor orphan. But if you're A, B, or C, you do not know Christ. If you are D, the poorest, this dirt poor orphan, you do know Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, what are you going to choose? How hard is that? Seriously, I'm thinking about this. Okay? I mean, an orphan in a very, very poor country probably has nothing. Right? Probably can hardly remember the last time he or she ate. Probably has no idea when he or she will eat next. Maybe has enough clothing to wear today. Right? Maybe has like one set of clothing. But they're saved. Is that who you'd pick? I'd like you to just think about that a little. Where we're going with this, today I want us to remember Jesus is worth more than everything else. That's the point today. Jesus is worth more than everything else. We need to recognize, we need to remember, Jesus is worth everything. He's even worth losing everything. And that might even be harder. Nothing is more important than Jesus in our lives. Maybe you'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. In the Pew Bible, it's page 969. Jesus is speaking here. He's telling two very, very short parables. Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Now, in both of those parables, the person sold everything. Everything, it says, in order to gain the kingdom. Now, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is worth giving up everything. And the kingdom is worth so much because Jesus is worth so much. God is worth that much. Jesus in our life is worth everything. And to trust Jesus is to be in the kingdom. Let's think about Christ for a minute. Jesus is truth. He is salvation. He is light. He is grace. He is peace. He is healing. He is help. He is restoration and renewal. He redeems. He buys us back to the good life. Very often, people talk about as you become a Christian, you give up the good life. You can't have any fun anymore. Jesus buys us back to the good life. We were lost, but now we are found. We were trapped, now we're free. Jesus has done it. We're forgiven. Evil is conquered. Jesus is the one who never leaves us alone. He's the one who carries us when we cannot go on. He's the one who cries with us when we are hurt. Is there anything that you hold in your heart more valuable than Christ? It's a difficult question. Christians struggle with this. You will see people, there's something they will lose, and they will become bitter against God because of something they lost. That thing had more value to them than God. What about your stature and your reputation? You know, the way people think about you. What about your safety? Is that more important than Christ? Are you willing to do very dangerous things? What about your family and friends? Are you willing to lose them? Or are they more important? I have no idea what God's going to ask of all of us or each of us, but Christ is worth everything. He's worth more than our families. He's worth more than all of our belongings put together, than our security, than our freedom, political freedom. He is true freedom. He's worth going to jail over. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3 now. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. It's page 1163 of the Pew Bible. Philippians 3, 7 and 9. Now what we have is Paul writing. Before this, Paul talks about his upbringing and how superbly he was brought up and how hard he had worked at his stature. And he says now, Philippians 3, 7, whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. All is rubbish compared to knowing Christ. Garbage. Tuesday, I've got to take our garbage can out to the street to be emptied. We don't actually have to take it out to the street every week. We don't fill our garbage can that much, but you know, the garbage can is kind of smelly. Everything is like that compared to knowing Christ. Jesus is the ultimate treasure. We watch different movies and people chase after treasures, right? Raiders of the Lost Ark. He's always looking for treasures. Jesus is the ultimate treasure. So sharing Christ, sharing Jesus is sharing the ultimate treasure. Think about that for a minute. To be able to share Christ is to be able to share the ultimate treasure with someone. If you follow the life of Paul, you will see that he gave up everything in order to share Christ. He gave up his standing. He gave up his safety. He gave up his freedom. I mean, the guy is beat up and he's stoned, as in people throw stones at him, and he's whipped and he's shipwrecked. He's finally arrested. Whenever you have the chance to share your faith with someone, and I pray that those chances come up, whenever you have that chance, you have the chance to share the ultimate treasure. Whenever you have a chance to tell someone what Jesus has done in your life, how your life has changed, you have the chance to share the ultimate treasure. So why not pray for opportunities to do that? One of the really cool things about this treasure is as you share it, you don't lose any of it. Why not seek the face of God and knowing how He wants you to share? I mean, why not be generous with this treasure that we carry? People still need Jesus as much as ever. People still need Christ. I'd like to read part of a message. This is written by evangelist Tony Abram. He says, "What Jesus means to me. He is the first and last, the beginning and the end. He is the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, he always is, and he always will be. Unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and eased pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life. He is risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. The armies can't defeat him. The schools can't explain him, and the leaders can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him, the Pharisees couldn't confuse him, and the people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him, Hitler couldn't silence him, the New Age can't replace him, and talk shows can't explain him away. He is light, love, longevity, and Lord. He is goodness, kindness, gentleness, and God. He is holy, righteous, mighty, powerful, and pure. His ways are right. His word is eternal. His will is unchanging, and his mind is on me. He is my Redeemer. He is my Savior. He is my guide, and he is my peace. He is my joy. He is my comfort. He is my Lord, and he rules my life. I serve him because his bond is love. His burden is light, and his goal for me is abundant life. I follow him because he is the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the ancient of days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of leaders, the overseer of the overcomers, and the sovereign Lord of all that was and is to come." And if that seems impressive to you, try this on for size. "He will never leave me, never forsake me, never mislead me, never forget me, never overlook me, never cancel my appointment in his appointment book. When I fall, he lifts me up. When I fail, he forgives. When I am weak, he is strong. When I am lost, he is the way. When I am afraid, he is my courage. When I stumble, he steadies me. When I am hurt, he heals me. When I am broken, he mends me. When I am blind, he leads me. When I am hungry, he feeds me. When I face trials, he is with me. When I face persecution, he shields me. When I face problems, he comforts me. When I face loss, he provides for me. When I face death, he carries me home. He is everything for everybody. everywhere, every time, and every way. He is God. He is faithful. I am His and He is mine. My Father in heaven has whipped the God of this world. God, the Lord, is in control and I am on His side. And that means all is well with my soul. Every day is a blessing, for God is. He is my source of existence and Savior. He keeps me functioning each and every day. Without Him, I will be nothing. Without Him, I am nothing. But with Him, I can do all things. Certainly, the ultimate treasure. Jesus is worth following. Jesus is worth giving up everything. And Jesus is worth sharing. I'm going to pray as the worship team comes up. Lord God, help each of us this day to see what a treasure our Lord Jesus is. Help us to feel it, to know it. And Lord, encourage us, strengthen us to share this treasure with those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.